Tov Samach Vav Sif Beis. The Noisin Sa'orim Lebehemto. Person gives his animal barley. Umotza Behem Rear, and they found the saliva of the animal mixed into it. So Sarach Levara. So we have to revire it because we just said that something which is saliva is, causes chimutz. Okay. About the possibility. Holokvar bittel. So what does he mean? Since miraisa yiriyotze with bittel. So it's only din drabonah that you're mechuyev to be mevayir. So kolzman you don't see it lefaneinu. You have yes, I'm mechuyev to go do. I'm mechuyev to go do bedika. That's cause always the case of cases where there was a reason to believe the chametz was there. But this is a suffix to start with. So not mechuyev. Mr. Bruce is going to ask a question. He says, "I don't know what is this talking about." It's a das atzmai. He says, "You can only be about the chametz when it's chametz and erev Pesach, right? When erev Pesach, this was regular. This wasn't chametz. It was just regular barley. Mm-hmm. Problem is, on the second day Pesach, you put some barley in front of your animal, and he had lunch." And he left over some rear. So the eyes, mevatel already. What were you mevatel already? Mm-hmm. The chametz you mevatel talk is bottle, but this wasn't chametz then. Mm-hmm. So that's the Mr. Bura asked that question. V'yesh makir levar kolach amnoiser mina behema abishen royal love rear. Some people are machmir taka to remove all of it. Zog the Mr. Bura gimel. So cotton gimel. Tzarech levar. The roich machmir tzkanal. That saliva causes chimitz. Well, I can't serve the barrel. If you have to do beer. V'afshel shosa behema b'chilosa kashir mil. Even though from the time that the saliva reached the thing till now it wasn't 18 minutes. That's true. Become welcome kashalo yivayir tabel dechimun to be abral by yirot. But the problem is if you don't do beer now after finished. In other words, the issue of doing beer would be the suggestion would be right after finished eating. Go destroy it. So it's not chometz yet. Yeah, but if you walk away, it will be. So you should take care of it now when you're there. Top of that, chometz yavro bayurav. Holu kvar bitel dalar. Well, v'imken yotzi mechashash to rice. It's no longer a dish of the rice because he's a bitel already. Valf daf devare daf bevare chometz shuv enol chayev bibiuroy rach minerban. Even by definite chometz, it's only. So now it's a question. You can't say something around the cool over here because, I mean, the whole idea of, we spoke about, that by chometz, I mean, stupid question, right? Some of the run of the cool. Terence said that's not true because the mitzvah wasn't beer, the mitzvah was bedika and beer. Right? It means because I want you to clarify what you have. So, I can't say, well, some of the, I don't know if I have the suffix, something around the kula. But that was the mitzvah. Right? But over here, the issue is he says a different story, the lomachzakin mitzura, because when I don't know if there's any sima b'chlal to be choshesh, I'm not machir to be choshesh. Then he brings the chrenim's question. The maimahani bittul shal kochamira, be'er pesach, l'chomish atah, be'pesach nitzchamitz. Kosu, the Achron who asked this question, say pshat in the Ramah is like this. The Loshon Megumkum, the language is exactly not precise. But Kavona, what the Ramah meant to say was the following. In bitul behedya, karim shenotzen lebehemta, v'mer kol asarim sheyishorim yibehemti, mevatal aloichi, so that will help. But the kol chamira that you're mevatal for Pesach, all of the chomets that I have, it doesn't help for this. There's not chometz right now. Perhaps there will be chometz, but then it's too late. So the answer is you'll be mevatel it. Whatever the animal eats and leaves over, I'm mevatel now before it starts eating.
When are you doing this?
On Pesach. So you can't do bittul chometz on Pesach.
Okay.
It's not chometz yet. It's a piece of, right now it's just barley. It wasn't chometz yet. Mm-hmm. So before it starts eating, when it's still not, when it's not chometz, I say whatever. And again, whatever the animal ate and left of a rear wasn't a shared of a meal either. So it's not chametz yet. The problem is it will become chametz.
And it becomes, and it's yours. It became chametz in your Yerusha.
But I'm being mevatel it.
Before.
So whatever the animal leaves over, I'll be mevatel. So at 4 o'clock he puts it down, he says, whatever the animal leaves over, I'll be mevatel when he leaves it over. At 4:10, the animal picks up its head and says, no, not interested anymore, walks away. It's now 4:10. At 4:10, all of the remaining items to there become bald. Then at 4:18, it turns chometz, so then it's not your chometz anymore. Mm-hmm. Now, I think what's going to be bothering is the following. You have to do miles with this. So, how does it work? So if you learn bittul as a hefker, it makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. I can be mafker.
But isn't it, there's an inyan that this is the two things that are not in your rishus, and the Torah puts it in your rishus to be mechayev you. It's bar b'shus harabim and chometz v'pesach. So it's you could be mevatel from day to tomorrow. It's yours and Hashem and the Torah puts it in your rishus. It makes it yours. You can't be mevatel. You can't be after it.
Well, does it help me do bittul before Pesach?
Hmm?
So why does it help me do bittul before?
Because
Pesach?
The Torah doesn't put in your rishus before Pesach. It puts in your rishus on Pesach. Doesn't put in your rishus before Pesach.
Okay, so let me explain. So. That din, well, I'm not sure which way is the best way to start from. I'll start from that din. I don't think it's the best way to do it, but let's the Gemara over there in Davvav, the Gemara says that Shetu Armeni Meshusa, Shalom, Asalat Gosik, the Meshusa. That was Chometz on Pesach.
Right.
What's the Gemara say? The Gemara says like this. Let's go back a step. That's most of the Mechalis Bisharim had a little in the Gemara. The Gemara says it's Ein Meshusa Shalom.
Mm-hmm.
Rashi says Ein Shalom. Okay, what does it mean Ein Shalom? Because it's Surah Nobakam Ein Shalom. Rashi Shita is. That if I have an item, not chometz,
right.
I have an item which is mine, and it becomes also b'hanuch.
Mm-hmm.
Totally also b'hanuch.
Right, and it's not yours.
You lose b'ayilus on it. Because b'ayilus, by definition, means the ability to use it.
Right.
So it's mine, but we can go and tell me that.
Yeah.
Eich mirah b'ayilus, nish kem b'ayilus. So bad sim is enishalot. Good. Now, the Torah clearly said, lo yirah l'chos or. The issue of chometz is only chometz, which is yours.
Mm-hmm.
So if the Israel comes only if it's mine. And you're telling me once it comes to Israel, no, it's not mine, so why am I over? And that's what the Gemara know. That you must say that even though it's not yours, the Torah was much of it yours to be over this.
Mm-hmm.
That's all starting of how much was bad intrinsically was mine. I have how much was mine. Mm-hmm. Came to Israel comes and makes it not mine, mm-hmm. comes and then the Torah puts it back and makes it mm-hmm. yeah, yours. But if I'm actively mafker it, nothing to do with Chometz. Right? So how is that possible? That's not mine. That's the din of lachosor. So how is that possible to be actively mafkered? I have two options. I cannot be mafkered on Pesach because being mafkered something requires ownership. And I don't really own it. So I'm in this catch-22. The guy be the Yisra, I own it. The guy be the din of kinyonim, I don't own it. Mafker is one, it's hefker is one of the kinyonim. But if I'm mafkered before Pesach, when I do own it still, so it's not mine. Of course, Pesach is not mine. It's not dates. Let's say something which is not chometz. Right now, it's grain and it's Pesach like a grain.
Mm-hmm.
Hasn't been no one has ever touched it.
Right.
It's Shmur like a grain.
Right.
And I want to be mafker it. Today, be mafker it. Tomorrow, after mafker it, the rain falls and it becomes chometz. This is not my problem. That the terpuz didn't make mine because it wasn't.
So what
mine.
Exactly are you being mafker the grain?
The grain, not the chometz. I mean mafker the grain.
That I can see.
So what he's saying, what the fellow is, the animal is he puts down barley at 4 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, it's not the barley is not chometz. The animal eats for 10 minutes and leaves its rear in the dick.
Okay, I see it. I think that now I understand the difference. It's not.
Well, it's not chometz yet.
It's just
great
barley.
Right, it's barley. Right.
So I it could be mafka the barley because it's not chometz at that point. So you mafka it. So when are you mafka it before? For Pesach or every time you feed the animal?
And let me feed the animal. When I go feed the animal.
And people knew to do this? That every time they fed the animal, they knew this?
You know what? A Yiddish farmer bin echnisht.
Yeah.
You know.
So, but you're saying every time, I mean, you feed the animal.
According
twice
to
a day, probably.
According to this explanation in the Ramah, which
every
is
time you have to do it.
Which is the Morgan of Ram and a Gra, that they said that's what the Ramah meant to do. Yes.
Do you have to say it or you have to have it in mind?
I have to say it, Pasha. I mean, but you have it in mind.
My Haggadah doesn't have that.
Your Haggadah was written for a city dweller.
City boys.
You grew up in Brooklyn. What do you want?
Yeah.
But, you know...
I mean, the ones in Nebraska written differently, probably.
Well, that's probably true. A farmer who was dealing with this thing, if he saw it became Chavis, at some point in time, he had to figure out, like, you know, hey, you know, what's with this slobbery barley over here? He went and asked the Rav, and the Rav told him, you should be mad. Every time you put it down, you should say whatever left over.
But he can't... But once it's slobbery, it's too late, right? He can't do it after has to do it before...
He has 18 minutes. Right?
Okay.
So from the... Unless the animal had a very long lunch, right? You know, so by the time you put it...
I thought animals never stop eating.
You're talking to the wrong person.
Yeah.
You know, when we go to these farm things, etc., I am not very good at farm smells. So my kids go, my wife goes, they have a great time, they touch, they this and that, and I just stay far away. You know. Okay. Hey. I'll be saying Roya a law of rear. Some people are machmer, even if there's no rear bechlal. Some eat for rear because they're worried about there is rear, even though you don't see it, probably there is. Okay. Kosach run with this. Depends on the animal. The calls of a sus, talks about a sus, which they sometimes have rear, sometimes don't have rear. That's a sus. A short reporter, when it comes to cattle, b'vada yesh, l'hakra, filim, and astam, the Yiddush and Matzim rear Bachilosim, they definitely have rear. It talks about that before in Hevel Shabbos. They always leave rear. So good, since that's not a question anymore. Generally, it's a good idea to be Machmer. So the Eitzah is, don't die Mashur, going to put down this gigantic thing. You have to get rid of the rest of it. Put that a little bit, let it eat, and finish it, that put some more. So this way you never have, it's more labor intensive while you're feeding it, but at the end of the day, you at least have food left over. Whatever it doesn't eat, you don't have a problem. Okay. Oh, I just want to tell you, I checked the names on the Subin and the so the Shabbos I didn't check, but I checked the so they translated it as one as bran, one is wheat germ. Now the problem is I don't know exactly what bran is, I don't know exactly what wheat germ is. And then the actual husk is considered that's the sprayer, which is not mach. That's the chaff.
That's the plant itself.
Right.
If you pull out a wheat kernel, the cover around it is bran. The wheat germ is theoretically planted the wheat. You actually planted the seed. Where does the plant start growing from? If you ever planted a bean,
there's
a spot where all of a sudden, if you put it in the ground, you'll see the plant start to come and the root starts going down and the plant starts going up. That's the germ. That's called the wheat germ.
Right.
For wheat, I'm saying, obviously, that's where it comes from.
Saying so that is a different level of, it's not as good.
When they start, put it so when they grind it, they probably sift that out too, because... And you know, in the olden days when they used to eat white bread, now people don't eat it anymore because it's all the nutrients are taken out. Most of the nutrients are in the bran and the wheat germ.
Uh-huh.
So that's the white bread is like pure. You pulled out everything, just left.
Right. In the real old days,
And we all ate things. They ate it. That's what they ate. They ate everything, sure. I'm talking about when we were kids.
Yeah, yeah.
When you think Wonder of Bread. White Wonder Bread. Yeah, I mean, yeah. We didn't have that in Brooklyn. We only had rye. But I'm saying, you know, he always said, what did the Goyim eat? They eat white bread. I mean, Jews ate rye. But the white bread is everything is taken out of it.
Yep. My mother used to buy rye bread for the family, and we used to go to the store ourselves and buy white bread.
White bread, yeah.
Okay. Gimel. Okay. Sak mole kemach. You have a flat, a sack of flour. Shenislach mizeyas hamchayim. The walls, you have stone walls, whatever. So sometimes they're cooler than the air around them, so they develop condensation. And now this condensation wets the bags of flour. So it's mutter. We're not choshes for chametz over there. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah why not. Some say it actually is oisim. Okay, so we relate to the oisim, which is the matirim. So cotton vav achayim. Within kaisa shel eitz shemaziya. It's not limited only to a chayim, which is made out of stone. If you had a wooden wall which had some moisture on it, it'd be the same thing. Mutter. Now, I love this adage that the word be, because the areas which have weirdness in the areas, because those areas in by nature are colder, the walls are colder, so the warmer air condenses when it hits the walls. That's what's called miyat avir. Or if it was moist because the stones had a certain amount of moisture absorbed in them. What's an example of that? If you made a wall made out of bricks, and they're new bricks, so they haven't dried totally, there's a certain amount of moisture left in the bricks. But because of shel eitz, or in case it was a wall made out of wood, shel eitz lachim, and the wood was fresh wood, and therefore it has a certain amount of moisture which is coming out still. B'chol gavni, all these scenarios, ein azeya machmitz. This moisture, this sweating, literally, is it machmitz? Kama shem sin l'nin, hekshar tuma. D'zei en chashuba kemayim l'hakshar. Even though we know that water is machshar, but the zeya, which is on, this condensation was on the walls, doesn't not have a lack of water to be machshar foods for tuma. Now, the Mishnah then continues over there and says, the Mishnah was going to bring it. But if, however, it was like a base of Merchus, where there was clearly steam being created by the hot water which is there, and then that steam goes on the walls and condenses, that is Machshir. So who then over here would be Machmitz? As much as you want to compare it to that then over there, so it's not Machshir. Doesn't have a chashivas of water, so within it's not going to be machmitz. You come welcome to the May Paris, obviously it's not any better than fruit juices. You can't leave him out the biskin and the yelbus, he will tell some of the Paris, im mayim, me maharim lachmitz. So, any water mixed into May Paris does the opposite effect, it causes it to be machmitz even quicker. So this moisture on the wall, which is like May Paris, if you mix it with water, it's machmitz more quickly. So therefore, in lolish ben lechachila, we cannot use this water lechachila. No, you can't use this flour. Why? Because this flour is moist from the wall. It's like mayperis in it. So now you take some flour with mayperis. You add some water to it because you're making a dough.
Right.
Now you have water and mayperis, and then you're in trouble. It's still moist when you come to use it. The answer is Yirak Denu. You should sift it. So what will happen is the flour which isn't moist will fall through. The flour which is moist clumps together and will stay up above. And then, so you can't mix it in because it'll become chametz when you mix it in with the water. The liquid which is there alone is not machmetz yet, so leave it till after Pesach. Leave that for after Pesach. But notice the part which is not maluchluch is yalush. You can then mix it with water. The yeah, fill the Pesach and bake it for Pesach. Now, because the person holds it, because they have bomaxolin. That's the natural occurring condensation which is on the walls. However, it came because of the heat which is there. The mayim chamin hanimsebo, from the heat of the hot water which is there, it generates some steam. Gan sheyesh shom gigas shom mayim chamin. There's a
barrel.
A barrel, right? Of hot water. It wasn't, you know, a picture of a barrel. It was a container which had hot water in it. Hot water meaning enough that's producing steam. And that made the room steamy. And that's what caused the sock to become moist. So with it, that's being produced. We hold that the zeh, which comes from mayim, is considered mayim. Kulyama, how it told us, mayim umachmetz. It's something which is produced by water, and therefore it is machmetz. So the natural occurring water, which is found in the air, which condenses, we're considering it. That's not considered water for this purpose. Same on the mushel. It's interesting. Tal is one of the Zayin Mashkin. So Tal has been that we had for Tal's machmetz. Right. So this is like even less than Tal. But you see with the concept of Tal that we deal with Tal and Mayim, they're in the list of Yad Shach Adam.
Yeah.
So as we look at Tal, it's different than water.
But it is not.
It is machmetz, right? But even, I mean, I need to point out that it has a din of a mashke, even though we'd say, well, Tal is H2O.
Yeah.
But since it was produced in a different form, we deal with it differently. So he's saying over here, the condensation on the walls is not machmetz, but if you have hot water producing steam, and that condenses, that is machmetz. Actually, that's based on the Mishnah where it talks about Gabi Hilchos Tumah. The Mishnah talks about Chokas Rishonim. It says that the liquid on the wall is not Machshir. We had a case of the Chayim, they had this barrel with hot water, so the water is. The Mishnah is also Tar and Tomei. Some Rishonim say it's referring to Machshir, not Machshir. Because sometimes that's the language of the Mishnah. Some say no, it's referring to the Hilchos Tumah and Tahara. We had water which is Tomei. Tomei take water and you heated it up and it produced steam. That steam is tomei. As it's in tumah, so it's like tomei take water, so now it touches something. There's tumah going right to be based on that. So the halacha which we have in Hilchos Yerideya called Zeya, the Rosh learns it out from this din. Because you see that the Zeya of the item is considered like the item itself. That's why it's tomei. So the Rosh, so who then Zeya of a pot of chicken soup is called
right.
Chicken soup. It's not
right.
Called. I mean, if you want to go with straight science, what condenses is the water part, not the chicken part.
Right.
So you could have argued that that's not it. That the Rosh Yeshiva, this mission that's considered tomei, you said it's considered the item itself. So if it's considered the item itself, so the chicken soup, it's that the zeh is called chicken, with all of the concurrent halachas of. That has a din of din, it has a din of being.
Even if you separate out the chicken from the chicken soup and you cook the chicken soup on, you know, on the fire and the smoke comes out, you're going to smell chicken soup. You're not going to smell water. in there. It's all over the
place. I understand. So, but that's the Rosh is saying, halachically, we don't know what status does it have.
Well, he's just saying it has the status of chicken soup, which is sensible because when you smell it, it smells like chicken soup too.
Well, see, yes and no. I think the chiddush of I think the Rosh's chiddush is, if you go with straight science, I think what's happening is a few different things happening. Smell comes from molecules. The way you smell something based on science is that a little molecule or a molecule goes off into the air. Molecule goes inside your body. The olfactory nerve senses the shape of it and tells you what to smell.
Right.
Okay. There's another concurrent with that. Simultaneously, there is the water is being boiled out, and the water is going up in the air as water. Right. That's why when you distill something, the water you get isn't the same thing as the item which is distilled from.
Right.
Because that boils out.
Right.
So that water which you get, so if you catch that water, it wouldn't taste chickeny. Or nowhere near as chickeny as this.
Yeah.
So the reason why it smells is not because when you're producing steam, there's a lot of things are moving around over there, so molecules are flying off and creating smell. Right. But the rest of the psychic thing is not like that. No, you see what this mission is called, the item itself. That's the makar for the din of zeh. Okay, one second.
Zay is not exactly distilled because it's coming in with the
right. I understand. It's
coming out of the pot,
right?
So it doesn't. It's not distilled. Is basically it has to hit something cold and then has to start dripping out. It has to turn into gas and then turn back. I think, right?
Correct.
So
same, but Zay. Well, Zay is relevant as it's coming out, but then, you know, the problem is they usually is when it lands on something, you know.
Right.
So when it lands on something, so that's, we say, you know, it's going to give it, especially if it's hot steam, it'll cause a flavor to go into where it's landing. Okay, V.H. Oyster. Let's hold it here.